You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And today we have a packed show. Yes, we do. This is your host, Michael. I thank you. I'm standing up for all the clapping. And this show, well, what can I say? What can I say? Say hey, Miss Green's mama is in the audience with us. The co-host of the show, Miss Green's mama. Lynn Gold, are you here?
What about Bennett?
Well, Bennett too.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to the October.
You know why I didn't say Bennett? Because he wasn't good last night.
Yeah,
that's why.
True.
Bad boy.
Welcome to the October 15th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And our other co-host today, he even brought food, our co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody.
And sit next to our co-host, Gary Sinclair, we have a young lady all the way from Orlando. That's right. Her name is, what's her name? Her name is Catherine Basic. That's right. We'll talk more about Catherine a little later in the show. And behind the scenes, we have the one and only Chris Shaw.
Why, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Without Chris Shaw, you can't have a show because he's the one who's pushing the dials. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right.
Right. And my name, if I remember it, Michael. And if you want to call in, which I hope you do, it's 407-894-1680. Oh, I got it right for a change. 407-894-1680.
Applause.
Gee, I surprised myself. And listen, folks, in case you're tuning in for the first time, you know what we're all about. This show is the, well, I'll put it this way. It's for the visually impaired and the blind community. And we say we're the bridge between the blind folks like myself and Gary and the sighted community. And you sighted community out there listening to the show, I hope you keep on listening. I hope you like the show. And you can call in for trivia. You can call in anytime you want. Ask any questions you like. You're more than welcome to join us. This show, well, we have a kick doing the show for you. And we like bringing you to things. Gary Sinclair has got a lot of things to say today. He's going to teach you about cooking. Is that right, Gary?
Absolutely. Gary's Cooking Kitchen.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And we're really happy that Catherine joined us. She just flew in. No, actually, yeah. She drove in from Gainesville.
Tried to fly.
But you were the first one here, Catherine. So say.
By 10 minutes, I think.
She was upset about the traffic, Michael, on 75.
Oh, yeah.
You know that traffic.
You got traffic on 75?
Yeah. Well,
excuse me. Give me one moment. One moment.
Yeah. One moment.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, that's right.
Hey, Michael.
The show is brought to you by
Lighthouse.
Lighthouse, and we hope if you are visually impaired or you know anybody who's visually impaired, tell them to go to Lighthouse Central Florida, because the bottom line is they are tremendous, to say the least.
And absolutely. I just wanted to tell everybody that today really is officially, I know it was celebrated on Friday throughout the country, but today is officially National White Cane and Guide Dog Safety Day. And throughout the show, we will be talking with Gary and Catherine about White Cane Safety Day, the walk in Orlando, and we'll be playing some related to White Cane. Yep. So we'll
I'll tell you something right now. Let's discuss this right now before we go any further.
We have a caller when you get a chance.
Any further. Gary, let's discuss with people. They don't know about our cane. They have no idea. People are putting in for the first time.
Yeah.
It's not a stick, because a lot of your cane.
What color is it? Cool.
As far as I know, it's white.
What's the end of it look like?
Well, it's supposed to be red and blue, right?
It's supposed to be a red bit. That indicates anywhere in the world that it's a blind person behind that cane.
So if you see someone walking down the white cane, you know situation, because they could be visually impaired, they could be blind. And let's put it this way. Usually people who have a cane, their eyes are not too good, to say the least. I had it when I was first went blind. Well, I didn't have it. I'm sorry. And I was bumping into walls, and I went to Lighthouse, and they taught me how to use it.
But a lot of people, Michael, think that they have that cane that they're totally blind. That is not true. They're low vision. So when you see and he sees that cane, it means be careful. I can't see very well. Walk around me or let me know you're there, but this indicate that I can't see very well. I may be totally blind.
Right.
Briefly, what do you have to say about that? Going to expand.
What's your title?
Catherine,
you are the orientation, mobility, right? Expert at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Yeah, you did, Michael.
Good.
Because I know you're the expert on Lighthouse Central Florida.
What are all those initials after name? M-A and C-O-M-S. What is all that?
So M-A is for my master's degree in orientation and mobility for adults.
Okay.
COMS is Certified Orientation Mobility Specialist. And I recently added another certification, CLVT, which is a certified vision therapist.
Wow. Gary's got his name too.
B-O. We'll come back to Catherine and Gary. Let's just take the caller before we go to the break.
All right.
You ready to take the call?
Yes, I would.
Okay, it's Dennis from Philadelphia.
How you doing, Dennis from Philadelphia?
I'm doing great. Hi, Michael. Hi, Gary. Hey. Listen, I had my mobility training from Philadelphia on a blend and visual services, because I bought myself in my white cane, but it did me good to get some professional training on that white cane. That was great. But I just got back from Denver, Colorado, on my vision walk, and it went great.
Yes, we remember that.
I raised $3,000 almost for the walk, Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Good,
yeah. And the only problem is snow on Monday on the way back. Snowed in Denver, Colorado, and I had a nice little plane.
Yeah.
But Southwest, I get Southwest Airlines. They're great.
Yes, absolutely. Really, that's how Gary and I travel all the time.
Absolutely.
Southwest.
I tell you what, that's the best. That's the first I ever traveled on Southwest. And I'm traveling Southwest all the time now.
Yeah.
And
Sheila does too.
Yep. You know why I like Southwest? I'm all kidding aside. Because when you go there, and I go in the wheelchair, because this way I... Do you go in a wheelchair, Gary?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how about you? Do you go in a wheelchair?
Yes, I did.
So when you go in a wheelchair and they let you on, you go on like top two, three, four people.
The baggage, I stayed in the wheelchair, went through security, didn't stand up, take my shoes off.
Right.
It was great.
Right.
Tell you what, I even get a rum and coke when I go. And they never come and ask for my money.
No kidding.
I had a one for time with my grandkids. I got my Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling
in. That's to the point, right? Did he go to Denver, though, for Foundation Fighting Blindness?
We're going to
go on a break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
See you on the other side.
Coming up. See you on the other side of the ring.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. It's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard on the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care, assisted living, or not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is live from Orlando, Florida. I'm your host. And that means you can turn it off if you want to, or you can keep on talking to us and listening to us. Maybe you'll even call in, 407-894-1680. We have a caller, believe it or not, from Vancouver, Washington.
Ooh.
His name is Gabe. Gabe, you're on the line?
Yes.
Hey, Gabe.
Oh, that's Gabe.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, and how you doing?
Hi, Gabe.
You know
nice
you can call in
you
any
guys
show
again.
Yeah, yes. We missed you calling on the children's show in September.
I know. I think it was because my mom wanted me know that you guys went beyond because of that hurricane.
Oh, absolutely. No.
But we were on September 29th.
Yeah, and we'll be on next week. We'll be on next
call
week,
next
too.
Week.
Next week.
Next week we'll be on.
Hey, all right,
hey, Gabe.
Good to know.
So what do you have to say for yourself, Gabe?
What?
I said, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have to say that I really like calling into the show.
Yeah.
And, oh, there's something I wanted to say to all the listeners real quick.
Yeah. Good, good.
If you didn't know, they... If you were listening a little bit earlier, they were talking about that today. I know lots of schools last Friday were celebrating this. Today's actually National White Cane Day.
Very
that,
good.
That's what we're talking
very
about a little
good
while ago.
Talking
that's
about.
What we're talking about. It. Yeah, that's well, what we're
how
about.
Did you celebrate?
Well, we celebrated on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you do? How did you participate?
Well, it was really, really fun, actually. We got to wash our canes, like they called it the cane car wash, and what we did.
Good on, Dave.
I know.
That's awesome.
And we got to wash our canes, oh, like if we're a, like if it was a car wash.
Wow.
Funny.
Gabe, I got it. Hey, Gabe, this is Gary.
I sure want you to come down to Disney World one day so you can come and meet us. Because you are the
old lady. That would be really cool.
We'll have you on the show right here.
You're funny.
And I hear that the weather is a lot more hot than where I am at, because right now it is 65 degrees outside right now.
Wow.
That sounds nice.
That sounds nice. Here it's only 80.
Yeah, it's 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you.
What?
Do you have sighted friends, too?
Do I have what?
Sighted friends. The friends that can see without other eyes.
Oh, I can actually. I mean, I do actually.
So what do they call your cane? Do they call it a stick?
Yes.
That's
what I correct them?
You correct them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Good for you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gabe.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling
in. And Gabe, please keep helping Nina. Keep calling in.
You call in the show next week.
You call in next week.
All right. I will make sure I do.
We love you.
This show is amazing. I listen to it every week.
Well, we love you, Gabe. We love you.
Well, you can call in any time.
You can call in any time you want.
Absolutely. You're a special guest.
All right.
You remember Great Googa Booga.
Thank you, honey.
All right, Gabe. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
What a nice surprise.
And that was Gabe from Vancouver, Washington.
He's
so what do you think of him, Catherine?
I think that's adorable. I love the white king car wash.
It's the Washington School for the Blind.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
So, Catherine.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us more about what you do at Lighthouse.
So what I do is I'm one of the itinerant orientation and mobility specialists there. Brenda Cintron is the other adult O&M specialist. Mm-hmm. And basically we do evaluations of people who come in for training, see if training in the long white cane is going to be beneficial to them. We go out to our clients, we bring them to us, we meet them out in the community. I was laughing because at the walk on Friday, we had a lot of OPD there, Orlando Police Department, on bicycles. And I was like, yeah, I said, I always see you guys riding around downtown because lately I've been doing a lot of downtown travel with my clients. And they're like, oh, yeah, we see you. We know you. We know who you are. And it was kind
of
cool.
So how was the event? I saw a picture of Gary. I saw a picture of you there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah,
it
Catherine
was, a great
was there.
Event.
There was a picture of Catherine speaking to everyone, telling them where they would be walking.
Huh?
I don't know where you were. It was like there were benches.
What did you see me on?
Yeah, we had chairs.
No, you were just standing waiting for
instructions. Yeah, but I mean, you were on a Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Facebook,
well,
okay.
I think Richard Orlean or somebody from Lighthouse took
cool.
a bunch of pictures. I saw Sheila's picture.
So that proves I was there.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful day, too.
It was gorgeous.
One year it was so hot. This year it had nice breeze, and it was just a beautiful day down there.
We had nice shade when they were reading the proclamation and the white cane law and everything.
Listen, folks, if you folks out there, wherever you are, I don't care where you are, if you have something to say, call us. If you have something to say about your organization, let us know. We talk a lot about Orlando because, why? Because people here talk about it. You can call if you're from Philly, if you're from Chicago, or you're from Vancouver, Washington. Anywhere you are, you can call in, let us know, give us a PSA. Lynn will read it. It's up to you. Make this show part of your life. What, Lynn?
No, I wanted to ask Gary what his impressions were of Friday of the White Cane Safety Day.
It was very good. Very well organized.
Did you walk?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I walked the whole thing.
I saw him
How far
line.
Was it? Two steps? Four steps?
No, we went a few blocks. I'm telling
you. Am I correct in saying it looked like there was a sighted person? I was looking at the pictures.
Oh,
it looked like there was a sighted person next to each person that could not see.
Well, I had a sighted guide. Yeah. I had a sighted guide.
Yeah, and if we had somebody, because we offer the opportunity for people who are sighted to put blindfolds on and put a cane in their hand. Everybody who wore a blindfold had a sighted guide.
But
yes.
You notice something I'm going to talk about now very quickly and briefly. We kept hearing those signals going ding,
oh, good.
Ding, ding,
APS,
ding.
Yeah.
So you heard the Polara?
Absolutely. And you could hear it just
signals.
As clear as bell. And because there were so many of us, it kept going ding, ding,
wow,
ding.
Wow, that's great. So it really works,
yes. And they were talking. It says you're crossing South Street, you're going north. And, you know, it was very cool.
I can't believe
cool.
you walked.
Of course I can walk. I can cook, too.
I'm not questioning. Cooking, I know, but walking, I question, because you might lose some weight then.
It doesn't hurt to walk and
Chris,
lose a little bit of
while
weight.
While we're talking to Catherine and Gary, could you get that song ready? That the one that says White Cane Song 2000.
Oh, yeah.
You got it ready?
We got a couple.
But I had some questions for Catherine.
Sure. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. When people come to the Lighthouse for the Central Florida for the first time, what is the first orientation? What's step one?
I mean,
so Michael walks in the door. He just lost his sight. What is step one?
Step one is we want to connect you with case management, Maria and Sonia, depending on what direction you want to go. And we make sure that we get to connect with DBS as well. Mm-hmm. And then we try to set up...
you said DBS?
The Division of Blind Services.
For Florida.
For the state of Florida, the state agency. And then we want to get you assessed. We want to find out what are your goals, what are your needs, what do you want to do with your life?
Do people have any goals when they come here? I think more afraid of anything
else. You know,
else.
And I think that's a good mix. Some people, they come and they're like, I have no idea. I'm just really, really afraid. Some people are like, hey, I want to get back into my life and I want to do these things. And I found at least with mobility, when we sit down and we talk about goals, sometimes we start off with really simple goals, like I want to get to the mailbox. And then they find out just how easy that is. And so their goals expand at that point. And we might even start adding street crossings and going out to different neighborhoods or maybe even downtown.
Can I add something, Catherine?
So it's personalized. Yeah.
It's very one-on-one, customized. Especially for mobility. Mm-hmm. It is so one-on-one personalized.
I got something, Catherine, that really bothers me.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to explain why. And like you said, you come in for assessment and seeing what their needs are and all. Please do not go out and get a cane and start using it without instruction because you could get killed.
You could, that is not safe to do. And I've had clients where when I've assessed them, they like, oh, well, my son or my daughter got me this cane and it is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's not. I saw one that had a rubber tip.
Oh,
on it, like a support cane rubber tip.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, that's not going to work. But you don't want to put a cane in somebody's hands without showing them and giving them the education that they need and the training that they need to use it, because it's more than just a long white, it's just a long cylindrical.
A lot of people think they can take a white cane and stick it out and walk across the road.
You know why a lot of people that are blind or visually impaired don't use a cane?
A lot of times they don't want to be identified as blind.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
They're embarrassed that they don't want anyone to know they're blind. And my answer is that means you're an idiot. That's right. You're an idiot. Why? Because as far as I'm concerned, one, it's safe if you use a cane. It's not safe if you don't use a cane. That's number one. Number two, here's another one. When I used it, before I knew about a cane, I didn't know about a cane, but I was bumping into... windows, I was bumping into doors, I was bumping into a lot of things. When I have the cane, I don't bump into anything. But there's another reason. When I went to like a supermarket and I would bump into people, and you know, a lot of women were getting mad at me because it was like not nice, you know, they thought I was being bad. And when I have a cane, they'll say to me, excuse me, because they see that I have a cane.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, those people that don't have a cane, and it's because you are embarrassed, it's a lot safer if you have a cane, and it's a lot nicer if you have a cane, because this way people will know that you're visually impaired, and that's better as far as I'm concerned. Don't you think that's right?
Well, I agree. But I mean, everybody goes at their own pace. Everybody kind of hits that point in time. I always try to tell my clients the cane has two jobs. Two main jobs. Its primary job is it's an information gatherer. So as I said, there's a lot of techniques that go in using a cane. And it's not just the cane, it's how you use it and what you're doing with your orientation, where are you at and everything, and then how do you move through that space. But it gathers information. It tells you what's happening on the surface right in front of your feet, if there's steps, if there's obstacles. It gives you all that information. And secondly, it is a communication device.
Right.
It communicates to everybody around you to realize, you know what, this person maybe can't make eye contact with me, didn't see me standing there. Maybe they have lost vision on one side, on their left side. And so anything on their left, it just doesn't,
I don't leave my house without my cane. And that's, Lynn can tell you.
And that's important. But
that's
again,
my navigator.
A lot of people, they have to come to wanting to use, I can't force it. I mean, I'm a pretty good sell. With the cane, I've had clients at the beginning of assessment say, I don't want it. And by the time I leave, I've put my own personal cane that I keep in my purse in their hands. We've walked around with it. They've gotten a chance to feel it. And by the time I leave, they're like, yeah, give me a cane.
What's your feeling about, I see some people, Gary, yours has the round ball on the end, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What roller is tip. The preference? Who
that
decides
is
that?
Individual. It's that, very individualized. Yeah.
But
it's,
what is the benefit
okay,
versus
what
the other?
I can explain that. Before, back in the days, I don't know how many years back, the roller tip has been on there. But it used to be a tip-tap, tip-tap, tip-tap.
That's what mine is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have
but you're not getting all the information. You could be tip, and then when it got, by the time you go tap, you done stepped in the hole that you missed. If you got the roller cane, you just go back and forth. It stays on the ground consistently and goes back and forth, shoulder to shoulder, and you're getting every bit of information out of that roller tip.
So, I do the tip-tap.
And it's also, well, those are two different techniques. They're both very legitimate, and it's what you're comfortable with. Sometimes it depends on where you're at. I think the two-point, which is the tap-tap, I think that's helpful outside sometimes depending on your tip. Now, the large roller tip, it's nice and big. It doesn't stick.
It absorbs the shock, I would imagine, also.
And it gives you more
surface.
It gives you more surface of what you're touching. So you get a lot of great feedback doing what we call constant contact, where you don't raise your cane up. Okay. But they both will give feedback, but it's what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And for me, cane tips are just as individualized as goals and training.
But as I have a thing there. If you're doing a tap-tap, mm-hmm. You need to get, or your roller cane, you need to take it from shoulder to shoulder. If you don't, you're not getting all that information you need.
I just wanted to give you all a heads up. You won't hear the castanets when we go to the break. We're going to play our first white cane song.
Let's do it.
Well, no, Chris is going to take us out to the break when he's ready.
Let's play white cane.
Take me out.
Chris will do it. So we're
Mike saying, let's go now.
Okay.
That's fine.
Good clue. So, yeah, you got to use the shoulder to shoulder to get every bit of information you can get. Because otherwise, you're not getting it all.
Foot preview.
Here's the song.
Here we go.
Okay.
Good song.
We're going to break.
Yep, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia time after we come back from break.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool. Board games like Monopoly and checkers. TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal. Casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo. You need to check out BlindfoldGames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at BlindfoldGames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at BlindfoldGames.org.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Logan Tech, the makers of the 6-dot Braille label maker, the only electronic take-anywhere Braille label maker that produces crisp, clear Braille that strikes, scores, and cuts in seconds. It has exploded on the global market because it just makes sense. Now you can label groceries right in the grocery store. Do you have 1,000 CDs to label? No problem. It takes the chore out of the chore with large, soft, 6-dot Braille buttons. Logan Tech also makes the Braille Coach, the take-anywhere Braille teacher that is completely customizable. Are you ready to learn Braille or improve your skills? The Braille Coach will help you get there. With Care Credit, HSA, and other funding options, it's as easy as ever to get yours. Visit us at logantech.com or call 866-962-0966 to learn about our whole family of devices and products built right in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Don't forget our special offer, $50 off any device over $500 and $50 off an additional free box of label tape valued at $34.99 with any 6-dot Braille label maker purchase. Visit us at our website at logantech.com. What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
I got another number for you, Michael.
Wait one second.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line.
Oh, yes.
He called before. I think he wants to say something now. We're talking about Dennis from Philadelphia. He called back. Dennis, what do you have to say for yourself, Dennis?
I have a question for Gary or for the lady. At the airport, why did they x-ray my white cane?
Oh, that's simple.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
They have to x-ray anything that goes through. I mean,
yeah.
I've had people, they x-ray. I've had people, sometimes they don't. But generally, because anything that goes through, it's got to be x-rayed.
Anything like that, because they could have explosives in there. They could have all kinds of
drugs.
Whatever.
Anything in those canes. So.
Most of the time, explosives.
Yeah.
Not for drugs.
You know, when I first got my white cane, I used it. But when I went to church, my pride, I wouldn't take my white cane to church because I didn't want people to see me with my white cane. It was dumb. was stupid, but I didn't take it to church. But then I did, and I use my white cane for one thing, is to measure my grandkids. They stand next to my white cane, and I have a reference point, and they're not quite at the very top of the how tall they are, my grandkids. And I just measure them with my white cane to see how tall they are.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
There you go. Not okay. A good reason.
All right. Well,
before, when they were younger, they were about an inch from the top. Now they're almost taller than the white cane because they're getting older.
There you go. All right, Dennis.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go to trivia right now. Trivia. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. This song here, well, let's put it this way. If you know anything about oldies, if you know anything about R&B, this song, well, was a legend, and the group is beyond words. Been around for years and years. They still do concerts. Who are they?
Oh, what a night.
Lynn, you want to dance? Catherine, you like to dance?
I love dancing.
Oh, yeah?
There we go.
No, I'm not dancing, Michael.
407-894-1680. Boom, you're singing the song. Now, hopefully, you're not going to cheat and look it up. Okay, I want to know who it's the group. Now, this song's been around for years and years. The group, well, it's been a legend for years and years because of this song. Lynn and I had this song group on a rock and roll show back in the 90s. Right, Lynn? 1996. And we had a concert in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Actually, it was 1998. I had to think for a second. Yeah,
yep.
The Sunrise Musical Theater.
Yeah.
What's R&B? That
stands
for rubber
rhythm
band?
Rhythm and blues. Oh, R&B.
I thought it was rubber band.
No, rhythm and blues. R&B.
Rubber band. There was
Sing.
A song, Red Rubber Ball. Remember that?
Only you, Gary.
Yeah, only me.
Only you. Listen, we got to call on the phone line all the way from Furman Park. It's the dynamic duo themselves. If you got Batman, then you got Batgirl. Here's Dave and Brenda.
Hey, Dave and Brenda.
How you doing?
Hey, it's true. What's up,
hey,
guys?
How you doing, Dave?
Hey.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Kev. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Brenda.
How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, we don't know the answer to the trivia, but we were slow dancing to it anyway.
We love hearing Catherine on the air, and Dave has a special question for her.
Okay.
Yeah. What's up, Dave?
Kath, something we've discussed in the past, but I can't remember the name, and I know since you're the expert in mobility.
A Floridian, may I add now.
I think it's very important. We need to know what kind of tip I need to get for beach travel.
Beach travel, that's right. Get a good old Bundu Basher tip.
Yes, like when we go down to Hollywood Beach and see Michael's brother on the beach there, beautiful Hollywood beach.
Something that we can pick honestly, close to the water that's not gonna rust out, you know?
I mean, honestly, to be totally honest, I mean, if you can't get your hands on a Bundu Basher, which is a little bit heavy and a little difficult to get your hands on.
What is it?
A Bundu Basher tip. It's shaped like a J. And it's kind of used in areas that are more remote because you can take it and push things more out of the way with it but still get the feedback. Honestly, I'd use a pencil tip on the beach because it's nice and light. You're not going to dig it down into the sand, and it's not going to get the spinning of a ball tip or a roller tip.
Where do you get those?
We have them at Lighthouse.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I got an idea for you, Dave.
Get a boat paddle
and drill a hole in it. Get a bicycle tire and push the axle up in a hole, and then you got a roller cane.
Oh, God.
That one works. Work. Yeah, I'm going to have something I can use on inside as well as out, so I'm afraid that the J, that would be a little overkill.
I bring that one up. My pair of carpeting,
you know?
I bring up that one. It actually wouldn't. I got to use it when I was at Western Michigan University working on my program. We all had to take part in research that they are doing there on cane tips. And that's one of the tips that we had to use. And but no, I would think honestly a pencil tip with it won't get stuck in the sand, still gonna clear in front of you. It's gonna be nice and light.
Okay, well thanks for calling in. We have to get to Gary's cooking segment.
Okay,
bye. Thanks for calling.
We have a caller for the trivia.
Okay, who's on the line?
Well, it's Dennis calling in from Philadelphia.
Dennis, he just spoke to him.
Well, and that wasn't about trivia though. Oh wait, you just won though, Dennis, didn't you?
You have to wait 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah, it's been about a month since he last won.
Okay, well, then he's good to go.
Temptations?
No, sorry. Not the Temptations. Not the Temptations. Right. Sorry.
Ooh, he hung up. He was disappointed.
Oh, you're giving up.
All right, Gary, let's get to, wait, Catherine, you were going to introduce him.
Introducing a delicious cook here, Gary's Cooking Corner, and he brought in some very, very yummy
How do you know
today.
It's delicious? Did you try it?
I did try it.
Pretty good.
It was very, very good. It has a nice little bite to it.
Homemade barbecue sloppy joe.
No kidding.
Well, tell everybody how you made it.
Okay, it's very simple.
Nice and sloppy.
Get a pound of ground chuck. Or ground hamburger, I'm real, just ground hamburger. Mm-hmm. Put it in a frying pan and cook it down, bust it all up, get it down in small pieces, put it in a colander, let it drain on off. Then go ahead and get you a saucepan, 2-quart saucepan. Get a can of tomato soup, and Campbell's tomato soup, preferably. 1 can of water. Chop up some onion and put that in there. And I use a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of soy sauce, and then put in some ketchup for a base.
Ketchup
for the base. Get it started. Get a good ketchup base in there. That thickens it up. And then start adding, if you want to have a barbecue, add the barbecue till it gets up a nice consistency. And then you got to cook it down. It's going to be all wet, good and wet, but you cook it at low for about 45 minutes, maybe anywhere between a half an hour to 45 minutes, depending on how thick it's thickening up on you. And my secret in the kitchen is never, ever leave your cooking. Stand by that pan because you want to stir this every 3 to 4 minutes to make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom of the pan. And that will bring you to having a homemade sloppy joe.
And then what do you serve it on, Gary? You didn't tell me.
You can serve it on, you could actually put it on a hot dog bun, mm-hmm. which schools used to do sloppy joes in a hot dog bun, or on a regular hamburger bun, and it's delicious.
Where they got the name Joe, Sloppy Joe? We need to look that up, right?
Hobo Joe.
Sloppy Susan.
Or G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
He used to have sloppy stuff.
All right, now here's a G.I. Joe one for you. Really very simple. Something that I like to have on Friday night sometimes because I don't feel like doing a lot of cooking. And that is, if everybody out there's had bean and weenies, you know, camping, you know, Cub Scouts, the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, military. But what I do is I'll take get a little bowl, and I maybe get 2 to 3 hot dogs. I'll get my cooking scissors out. They're special scissors for cooking, or a knife if you don't have those. Cut you out bite-sized pieces and put them in a bowl. I say, this is simple. Bite-sized pieces, put them in a bowl. Get you a can of Van Camp pork and beans and tomato sauce. Dump it over the top of the stuff. You don't have to stir it up. Just dump it right over top of the hot dogs. Put them in the microwave on medium for 10 minutes.
I hope you put a cover on it. It'll be splattering all over the place.
Yeah, don't splatter too much, but you put a paper towel over it or whatever.
Yeah, well, that was
I
something.
Clean up.
Yeah, and then we have a caller, and Gary,
then,
when you
Well, and
it.
then what you do is you bring it out in the bowl on out and stir it up a little bit and put on the plate what you want. And I tell you, that's some good bean weenies.
We're
going
to come back to
you
in a minute.
Night.
I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
For the trivia also.
Yeah, who's on the line?
Thank you, Gary,
who's
for the
line?
Weenie beanie.
We're going to come right back to you,
We have Sherry Brunn calling in for the trivia.
Sherry Brunn.
Sherry Brunn.
Sherry
Brun.
Hello.
How do you know this song, Sherry Brun? How's you looked it up. You looked it up. Did you look it up, Sherry Brun?
No, sir. My brother was born in 1943, and I was born in 55, and I grew up listening to 50s music.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
What's the answer?
Before we go to break.
I think, no, I'm not sure, because I was debating between two groups, but I think it's the Dells.
You're right.
100% right. There you go. The Dells.
You're the winner.
What did she win?
She won Sonny's Barbecue.
All right.
Sonny's Barbecue. I just went there the other day, and I need another one. So
there you go.
Was it good? Sonny's Barbecue?
I got to give Chris my new address.
Okay. Was Sonny's Barbecue good? You went there. Was it good?
Yes. She went with me and Sheila.
Can you hear me? I said, how was it? Was it good?
It was great.
Good.
Yes.
Glad you liked
it.
Oh, great.
So the Dells, that's very good. And you won $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Sherry, before we go to break real fast, I just want to ask you, are you all settled in your new place?
No, I'm still unpacking. I'm going to be unpacking for some time.
Okay. Well, that takes a month on that. I'm still unpacking,
easily,
and I moved 2 years ago.
This group is still mostly intact.
Okay. Hold Dells. On, Sherry.
They're from Chicago, Illinois. And the song was big back in the 50s, but the group is still doing concerts. Gary?
Yes.
Got a question for you.
I think we're going to break, Michael.
Ask me a question quickly. What the?
We're going to break. I have to ask you back after the break.
Sounds good to me.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with... Who am I here with? I'm here with Miss Green's mama and Bennett's mama, Lynn Golder.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm here with my co-host, Gary Sinclair. I'm here with Miss Basic, Catherine Basic.
Hello.
And I have a question I started to ask.
Yes, Michael.
Before the break. Gary.
Yes.
Here's my question.
Okay. Shoot.
You're a cook.
Yes.
You know how to cook.
Yeah.
And you're blind. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Here's my question. How come, and tell our blind friends outside, because I would like to know this. You're a good cook.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So how come you're not a good person with the computer?
One thing,
because I don't like computers, but I like to eat.
So
I like food. I am just not technically there and don't really care that much, to tell you the truth. I'm too old. If I was younger, I'd have to, but I just, nah. You know, you too, Michael. You're not too technical yourself.
I'm not a good cook either.
At all, technical.
No, so.
I could cook something in a microwave.
But I did want to say something. Anybody that tries my recipes, please call in at another any show and say, hey, I tried Gary's cooking, and it did come out okay.
Thanks to the Lighthouse, I know how to use the microwave.
Gary and Michael, Catherine, would you like to bring this caller on? I have a feeling it's for you.
Sure, I have a feeling too.
Okay, talk into the microphone.
Okay, there we go. Hello?
Who's on the line?
This is Bill Basic calling. Catherine's father. Can you hear
me?
Hey,
Bill.
Bill.
Bill
Basic.
Nice.
Where are you calling from?
You
part
again.
Of the country are you calling from?
Durand, Michigan, which is close to Flint, Michigan.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So you know the young lady with us, huh?
Yeah, you called last time.
Kind of.
Just
yeah,
a
although
bit.
The more I listen to her, the more I wonder.
Oh, thank you.
That's funny. That's funny.
I didn't have a question, but I just wanted to call and say I'm really, really enjoying listening to the show.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And my daughter's in the show, so that even makes it better.
Of
but,
course.
I really like what you guys are doing down there. And
thank you.
Hey, Kathy. Love you, hon.
Hey, you know what, Bill? She's so pretty.
That's coming from a blind man.
That's coming from a blind man.
He doesn't see me. He's turning bright red right now.
Well, Catherine is a beautiful girl. I agree 100%.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's not partial, is he?
Not a bit.
No, I am partial.
Prejudice.
I admit it.
besides, Kathy has her daddy round her little finger.
Listen to this. Well, now, who this? Who's this?
Does.
Who's this talking now?
It's Mama.
Yes, Mama.
No kid, the Mama. What's your first name, Mama?
Marion.
Marion.
Marion. That's a nice name.
Pretty
Marion.
Name.
You got Marion and Bill.
Yeah.
Well, she really knows her stuff.
Thank you.
Orientation and mobility.
Mm-hmm. Well, these two gave me the start with everything. They pushed me to always do my best, and they gave me everything that I needed when I was little. I was blind when I was little. And my parents made sure I had everything that I needed. So
no kidding.
It's because of them that I'm here right now.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah, see, tell them about when you were learning to use cane out on the farm and the cats.
Oh, so yes, for my schooling, we have to learn how to use the cane under the blindfold to be able
to teach
it.
Wait, I didn't even know you're visually impaired.
Yes.
Are you visually impaired?
I'm ocular albino.
Yeah,
but I didn't know you're visually impaired.
Yeah.
Well, how are you driving?
Because my vision, well, rarely ocular albinism vision can improve, and mine did through my teen years, which is pretty much unheard of.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can drive.
You can
drive.
I do
have a driver's license, yes, sir.
Well, I think Gary and I have to start driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, trust me, it took a long time to get to that point. But, yeah, no, we discovered that cats think that long white canes are either their toy or possessed by the devil. We're not sure which one. Because we had quite some reactions to it, but yeah. I never learned the cane as a child.
One and the other one would grab the cane tip all the time.
Well, thank you for calling in, Mom and Dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Michigan.
So we're 1 minute to the top of the hour.
One minute.
Well, if I could, I want to get a number and really, really,
we'll
really
get it
really
in
quick.
There.
The 518-712-0057, that phone-only number, is changing now real soon. And so you need to listen to the new number. It's 641-793-8319. Again, it's 641-793-8319. 8319. That's listen only.
Totally correct.
And that's if you want to listen on your phone.
Absolutely.
And if you're like in Michigan or in Chicago, wherever you are.
On vacation.
And if you don't want to listen on the internet, then you can listen on your phone.
When we come back in the second hour, we will have more with Catherine talking about mobility and orientation, more with Gary about cooking and songs, and
you,
guest caller Melissa Ballback from Independent Living Aids. A lot to do.
There we go. We're going to the other side.
See you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.